This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Seismologists believe there's a good chance of some very strong aftershocks for several days or even weeks after an earthquake struck California on Thursday. Here's John Clemens with more.
That estimate came from Caltech scientist Dr. Lucy Jones concerning the Independence Day 6.4 magnitude quake to strike 25 miles northeast of the town of Ridgecrest, California.
And this is one of the higher risk areas because of all of these faults.
Dr. Jones tells us a 5.1 quake that struck the same area in 1982 triggered aftershocks for 6 months.
A 5.4 magnitude aftershock struck that area earlier today. The economy adding 224,000 jobs in June, according to the government. That follows a 75,000 job creation performance in May. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The man who's accused actor Kevin Spacey of sexual assault on Nantucket Island in Massachusetts is abruptly dropping his lawsuit against Spacey. The lawyer for the young man releasing a copy of the state court document stating that his client is voluntarily dropping the lawsuit he'd filed about 8 days ago. No reason was given. Spacey still being charged criminally with indecent assault and battery for the alleged 2016 incident that he denies ever happened. President Trump highlighted a big Salute to America celebration on the National Mall on the 4th of July.
We celebrate our history, our people, and the heroes who proudly defend our flag.
The Secret Service says two protesters with the Revolutionary Communist Party were arrested for burning an American flag near the White House yesterday. Remember to find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A suspect's in custody after stabbing several people at a Virginia plasma center. Witnesses telling police the man walked into the Octapharma plasma center in Petersburg yesterday afternoon and started attacking people. One person saying that the office manager took the suspect down before police arrived. One of the victims is reportedly in critical condition. Police say there was really no threat, but chaos broke out at a 4th of July show in Miami as officers were called to investigate a suspicious package behind the Bayfront Marketplace. It turned out just to be a suitcase, but videos on Twitter show dozens of police and crowds of people running from the area. Hundreds had been there to watch fireworks at the time. They ended up having to end earlier than scheduled. Miami Dolphins defensive tackle Kendrick Norton has lost an arm in a car crash. His agent says in a tweet, Norton is recovering from the crash that required his left arm be amputated. The 22-year-old had played for the University of Miami before being selected by the Carolina Panthers in 2018. And a burger-eating champ defends her title as in Washington, D.C., Z-Burger held its 10th annual burger-eating contest, and Molly Schuyler won it, eating 32 in 10 minutes. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour, the day after 4th of July. As you can imagine, it's all kinds of fun. I mean, people are still on holiday standard time, you know, taking breaks and enjoying and making the most of a holiday weekend. Whenever you have a holiday like on Thursday, that means, you know, hey, you're going to take advantage of Friday, try to take Friday off, right? Probably a good percentage of Americans today. A few of us are working, like yours truly here, because we got to keep providing, you know, this wonderful content with these invaluable guests that we bring, you know, to share with you every day to keep you well informed, because that's the basis of our country. And that's what we should have appreciated in part yesterday, being that since it was Independence Day, a celebration, our 243rd birthday, it comes at a price. Freedom does come at a price. And I believe that's why so many of our citizens are protecting it. And we're a bit insulted when people want to give away our freedoms so cheaply. Look, we understand we are a nation of immigrants, people coming here, why they would want to come here. You know, but you also have to be able to look at, you know, like yesterday, you know, Vice President Pence, you know, gave the oath of citizenship to, what, over 40 new citizens into our country. That's awesome. And you know, the thing that's unbelievable is these new citizens who come in, they probably know more about history and our country's history than a lot of kids that just graduated from college. Kind of embarrassing, right? But, you know, it just goes to show you that our heritage is rich and it is important. And in order to maintain a proper worldview about this country, you got to be informed. And right now, there's an abandonment of fact for the sake of opinion. And it's all part and parcel to this, I call it the spirit of invalidation, you know, because there is a growing number of people that they don't want you to talk. You know, they don't want your opinion, your facts, your part of the discussion that is so important. Our founding fathers understood this. That's why it was the First Amendment, you know, free speech, so that we could exercise our free speech, you know, to where, you know, there was that freedom of expression, because in the marketplace of ideas, not any one person has all the goods. It's about e pluribus unum. It's with the many, there's one. But we have to understand what the one is for. And that one has to do, I believe, with liberty, freedom for all, at the very basis of that. And so if we understand that's what we're looking at, and that's the goal of any policy idea or our thinking, is that does the road, do our thoughts congeal at a point that people are going to be better off, they're going to be more free as a result of the decisions that come down, whether they come down from the Supreme Court, lower courts, you know, legislation, policies that are enacted? Are we liberating people? Because this is a constant progression. I mean, if anything should progress, it should be that, that liberty is progressing. Now, when people tell you, you know, we're going to give you free education and we're going to give you free medical care, of course, that's all a big lie. You know, because there's no such thing. We know that. But it sounds good, okay? And in the past, the voter electorate, you know, bought into the shining objects. They bought into the rhetoric. And afterwards, they go, well, he lied to us, or she lied to us. Well, of course, okay? So don't you understand that, you know, politicians exaggerate? And they are extreme, but it's up to us. Because it's a government of for by we the people, it's up to us to rein them in and hold them accountable. You can't keep reelecting them because we're rewarding all the wrong behavior. And this is what we've done historically. We've got people out there lying. We give them a lot of room because we just write it, oh, it's just politics. It's just people exaggerating, that sort of thing. Well, when is enough enough? I mean, we have been so conditioned by the lie that I wonder anymore if we can even discern what the truth is. It's pretty sad, you know, and to think that here it is, all this money that we're spending, all the people's money, we're spending our kids and our grandkids' money right now. That's absolutely shameful because we just keep writing stuff off. We just ignore it and let people lie to us, and we get all, you know, warm and fuzzy over this idea of becoming socialist. President Trump made it loud and clear, you know, that socialism will never happen. I'm glad that he's confident that's the case. I'm not so sure because there are so many people who are coming into the marketplace and the new voters who think that socialism is viable. And you go, wait a minute. You not know history? Have you not invested any time whatsoever into understanding socialism, the history of socialism, what it's done? How many people have died at the hands of socialists? I mean, millions upon millions of people, just to take it right quick to a bottom line. And let's talk about how they're dispirited. You go in these socialist countries. In fact, I was talking to a friend yesterday, just got back from Europe. He says, Bill, I got to come on the show. I got to tell you about what I experienced. He says, I just couldn't believe how sad it was. He says, it had been a couple of years since I'd been to Paris, been to France. And he said, I saw it turning there. I saw it starting to get bleak. He says, fast forward a couple of years, my wife and I are there. And it's heartbreaking to see how dark and hopeless it has become. He says, in their travels through Europe, time and again, the darkness. And, you know, for me, I fight for the American spirit. I fight for the personal spirit, the human spirit of all people here in this country. Because, you know, here we are. We've been given a gift of life and with it an opportunity, a God-given opportunity that is stated in our Declaration of Independence. You know, rights that God has given to us, not government. But that God has given to us. Why? Why did God give us those rights? So that we could go out there and live up to the potential, our God-given potential. And we're going to be accountable to that. Because it's not going to be, hey, I didn't know. Because this is imbued in each one of us. And so, you know, it's like Shakespeare once talked about in one of his plays, about to thine own self be true. And that's the question. I think that's a little bit about what President Trump was talking about yesterday there in D.C. And thank God there wasn't an inkling of politics, although the Democrats were just, boy, they were just waiting to bounce. I mean, if nothing else, they'd find it. That's another reason. Let's impeach him because he was being political on the 4th of July, as they perceive it. You know, this is how ridiculous it has become. Instead of, hey, let's look at what this man has been doing. For the sake of politics, the whole political paradigm in D.C. that has gotten us to the point that we're $22 trillion in debt and counting. We're so upside down. We've had a lot of unhappy people because they didn't have a fair chance to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You know, the system was being rigged against them. And that's what we have to look at, is those systemic problems that are holding we the people back, that are keeping people from really enjoying what liberty is all about. That's the opportunity, I dare say. Well, we've got more coming up. For more information on the show, by the way, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there. We've got all our interviews, archives of interviews, today's shows, previous shows. They're there for your enjoyment. Enjoy.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us and advertise at gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now, and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
Life, liberty, and the... Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
This is
Nation Independent, just the way you like to hear from us every Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez. Welcome back. Professor Adam Carrington continues with us. You know, Adam, I hear in my travels the frustration of many people about the way politics is being run in our country today and the chaos that seems to be so overwhelming, whether we're looking, you know, to the border issues overseas, trade issues, and that sort of thing. And as you mentioned earlier, our founding fathers were well aware that us humanoids, we're not angels. Maybe we have glimpses of angelic characteristics, but by and large, we can be very greedy and disengaged from a moral compass. And the bottom line of what we're experiencing today, I firmly believe, is the result. I mean, we are reaping what we've sown. We've disengaged from God. We've disengaged from the moral compass. We are like that untethered balloon just running around pell-mell and trying to fix things under our own power. And at some point, what is required here, whether you want to talk about it in spiritual terms as a revival, even as a nation, this nation needs revival. But before that's going to happen, we need to reconnect with our spiritual authority, do we not?
Yeah, I think one thing to keep in mind, there was a debate that Alexander Hamilton had as a young man with another writer. And one thing he said is that if we're going to believe two things, that all men are created equal and that there is justice that isn't merely the power of the strongest, then we have to have someone above us that is unequal to all of us equals. Mm-hmm. And that person is the ultimate source of who we are and the ultimate source of justice. And he says, that's God. You have to have that precursor. And I think that's why someone like John Adams famously said that our Constitution was made for a moral and religious people, because that those elements are essential to self-government. And if you want to have a government of the people, by the people, for the people, that means they have to be people that are capable of governing themselves. And that starts with being able to control oneself according to what's right and good and knowing what it is and trying to seek it despite our worst tendencies. So I think that's very true. We've lost a bit of that mooring, and it's reaping other repercussions that people don't always see the connection back to the source.
Exactly. And then here we are today wanting to get rid of monuments, bits of our history, because they happen to occur at a time, a less than glorious time in our history that we want to think, you know, should be benevolent. But this is all part of the process. I mean, the whole story of our lives is moving from dark to light. We experience darkness. We say, this is not good. Let's move to the light. And we go back and forth, not that there is an ongoing continuum, but there are those moments when we can look back on our individual lives and say, I'm embarrassed. I'm ashamed for the choices that I made. But I'm glad that I was able to, in humility, come to the light, acknowledge God, and change my ways. And until this country, as a body politic, does this, because it has made a willful decision to turn its back on God. I mean, this postmodern, modernistic world in which we live in right now says, God shouldn't be part of the public square. Well, how's that working for you?
Right. There's, I think it was Dostoevsky, the Russian novelist,
yes,
had a character say, really, without God, all things are permissible. And it's, we think of with God, all things are possible. He was saying without God, all things are possible, but in a negative way, meaning
yes, exactly.
You can be the worst you, there's that book, Your Best Life Now. You can be your worst life now, without God. And that is the problem. You know, that is a massive problem for government, because that means your only choices are tyranny or anarchy. The oppressiveness of one or the oppressiveness of everybody. I think you're right to say that is a forerunner to any major political reform that's going to be lasting.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, Professor, we just got through the last several weeks of a whirlwind with SCOTUS and all their decisions that they were made. And you say that the next one, it looks like it's going to be an even bigger whirlwind. But let's look back on the highlights here. We got about 5 minutes left on the highlights of this this last session of the Supreme Court.
Right. I think that in many ways, I have an article hopefully coming out about this. I called this a term on the brink, meaning that I think there were set up some cases that started to rein in administrative power, the power of the bureaucrats, and try to return it back to the people. It wasn't perfect, but I think it was a step in the right direction. You had a little bit of good movement. You were talking about monuments, a case where they protected a public monument that was a cross, that it didn't violate the Establishment Clause. And I think we got a bit of a mixed one on the census question that maybe some people were following, where the government, the court in general said it's fine to ask about citizenship on the census. That's perfectly normal, but send it back to the lower court to have them defend why they did it. So a bit of a middling here on questions of self-government, on questions of the role of religion, and on the question of letting the executive branch do its job. And I think it was really setting up some bigger things that we're going to see in future terms as the justices start to settle in and work themselves out.
Well, it was interesting to look at the impact of Gorsuch and Kavanaugh. What's your assessment here with these two additions that Donald Trump brought to the court?
Yeah, I think what's fascinating, and I think this is part of the health of the originalist, textualist camp of interpretation that says we should stick to what the law says and stick to what the original makers of it said, is that it's not monolithic. And I think what you've seen is these two have moved the court in a more law-adhering, more originalist direction, but they're not walking in lockstep. I think on many things they're going to agree, but I think Kavanaugh is a little more deferential to the executive branch. I think Gorsuch is actually like Scalia, where on many things he's very conservative, but he's the couple that he joined the more liberal justices on was mainly criminal justice, just saying the government has to tightly follow its laws when it prosecutes people. But in general, I think they have been a major upgrade intellectually and in law-abidingness to the court, even if I haven't always agreed with everything they've done. They're big improvements, I think, on Kennedy and how the court was operating before. Although, stay tuned. We'll have to see. We don't have a ton of work from them yet, but they're good guys. I think they're going to be we're going to be hearing a lot from them in the future.
What do you think about them turning the gerrymandering issue back to the states as opposed to trying to be the arbiters of that? I thought that was a positive move and decision on their part.
I think so. And by the way, I think, and they said this, partisan gerrymandering is a bad thing that I think it, when it's way overdone. But what they said is we can't be philosopher kings that decide every question. And if the people don't like partisan gerrymandering, this is the thing that courts aren't good at. They don't make good decisions on this. This is something that the people should be voting on and putting in legislators to make changes if they don't like it. Not every question can be settled or should be settled by the court. I think they were right to say this is one, regardless of the justice or injustice of it, that we, the people, need to take up.
Well, one that will continue certainly is Nieves versus Bartlett. I mean, the whole issue of police officers and civilians, and you know what happened there. You say in the future the court should continue to respect both free speech rights and the needs of law enforcement. So we're at that point, as you suggested, at a delicate balance between the dynamic tension of these two entities. Are we not?
Right. And remember, we were talking about men not being angels. I mean, that's from Federalist 51. Madison in there says if men were angels, we wouldn't need government, and that means we need powerful law enforcement to protect us from other people that may want to harm us. But he also says if government were run by angels, we wouldn't need any limits on government. Mm-hmm. So we need to make sure that police who many of them are hardworking, very good public servants, but we want to make sure that government agencies and others can't just do whatever they want because they may themselves try to...
Exactly. Insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Seismologists believe there's a good chance of some very strong aftershocks for several days or even weeks after an earthquake struck California on Thursday. Here's John Clemens with more.
That estimate came from Caltech scientist Dr. Lucy Jones concerning the Independence Day 6.4 magnitude quake that struck 25 miles northeast of the town of Ridgecrest, California.
And this is one of the higher risk areas because of all of these faults.
Dr. Jones tells us a 5.1 quake that struck the same area in 1982 triggered aftershocks for 6 months.
A 5.4 magnitude aftershock struck that area earlier today. The economy adding 224,000 jobs in June, according to the government. That follows a 75,000 job creation performance in May. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I believe you are. And I guess the question is, you know, what does that look like for you to have America back on track, huh? You know, that's the discussion, and it's one that I have often in all my travels. And I appreciate the insight and people's perspective. And that's my question to you. And let me know. You can email me, bill@billmartinezlive.com. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, we're going to be talking about how Christians are struggling with justice. And you go, wait a minute, how can that possibly be? Well, author Jack Alexander is partnered with the Barna Group to address injustice. And he's going to be talking about the results of the new study. Jack, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, Bill. Great to be with you.
Well, good to have you here. I mean, this is quite surprising that you're revealing from this report that only 10% of Christians and 4% of churches rank themselves best at doing justice in comparison to preaching truth or practicing mercy. How does that square up?
Yeah, I think it's really complicated. I think conservative churches, you know, have a tendency to, you know, focus more on truth and really less on mercy, the data showed. And liberal churches have a tendency to focus more on mercy and less on biblical truth. And every day we pick up the paper and see the two sides fighting with each other. And you know, a premise of my book, The God Impulse, Bill, when it came out, was that in the Good Samaritan, that he showed mercy before the he did four things. The first step was mercy. The third step was justice. And part of my call was for the church to really rediscover biblical mercy so that we could end up having a more just world. And so I then hired Barna, who just did a fantastic job with this report, Where Do We Go From Here?
Exactly. Well, in the Word of God, in the book of Micah, you know, the question is, oh, man, what does God require of you, right? And
yeah, and it's just
it
to love mercy and do justice, you know,
right.
And there has to be a humility that comes along with it. You know, it's interesting, if you look at Ephesians 4, where it talks about unity, the first thing it says we need to do is be completely humble and gentle. You know, so it's not a performance thing. It's more of a heart thing. And I think that in this whole racial area, I've found in the last 3 years that the church's knowledge of what's sort of happened over the last 400 years is pretty pretty minimal.
Well, and I think it goes back to point one and being humble. And humble, you know you're being humble when you realize it's not your popcorn stand and you look to the one who created it, right?
Amen. And mercy begins with knowing someone else's story. So the Samaritan got close enough to his beaten enemy to see that he was still alive. And the priest and the Levite didn't want to. So we face the risk of, as Christians, you know, if we disagree with someone, to not want to know the story. And I think the biggest finding I found in writing the book was that churches look at mercy as something that you do for widows and orphans and hurricane victims. Mm-hmm. And that is true. But Jesus, when he talked about mercy, gave the example of our enemy. And the Barna study found that people want to give mercy to people they know rather than their enemies or rather than prisoners by factors of 5 and 10 to 1. So it's understanding biblical mercy, I find is a huge need of Christians right now.
I think it would go a long way in solving the immigration chaos that we're faced with right now, don't you think?
Yeah, the abortion issue, the immigration issue, you can just tick down,
right down the line.
Issues.
Exactly. Right.
And having a heart, an engaged heart, to know the other side's story. And, you know, Jesus says, you know, pray for our enemies, you know, forgive our enemies, to be kind and generous to evil and ungrateful people, it says in Luke, you know, so I think we've got a call in our life, and, you know, people ask me, well, what's the biggest thing you learned, Jack? And I say that I always thought mercy was a hassle, it was costly, it was messy. And Jesus said, blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. And I see that mercy is really an investment, and God will pay back in our lives. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you go to a typical Christian and say, how dependent are you on God's daily mercies? I mean, I think most of us would say we couldn't live without it.
Exactly. Yeah, but yet what we do is we contain it. We're not letting it pass through us, right? You know, let's go back to the promise of Abraham. I'm going to bless you so that you would bless others. Right?
Yeah, I love that Genesis 12 that you brought up, Bill. I think it's probably my favorite scripture in the Bible, you know, because it's three different times God says, I will bless you. And it says, and you will be a blessing, and you'll be a blessing to the nations. And when we, and I look at mercy as almost like non-financial sowing. Mm-hmm. You know, we think of sowing and reaping often in financial terms. But when we sow mercy in the lives of enemies and prisoners and people different than us, we reap mercy from God.
Exactly. Well, it's like, I mean, if you can put it in this kind of bent sense, it's like, you know, it's almost like God's beholden to us as if he's not. But, I mean, it's just like we're putting it into the God bank. And it's easier, I think it's just, it's God's economy of way, and the way how he deals with things like this is that, you know, in much like forgiveness, say, you know, you want to be forgiven, well, then you better be a forgiver, right?
Well, think of a pregnant woman that there's a baby in her stomach, and she's shaping the baby, but the baby's also shaping her.
Yes.
And rachem is the Hebrew word for womb. And I love this idea that when we show mercy, we shape others, but we're being reshaped. 3 days ago, I took my lunch hour and I drove 45 minutes downtown to, I've been mentoring an African-American guy for 36 years, and he works in a soup kitchen, and he wants to be a prisoner. And I went down and spent 45 minutes with him and was able to give him a gift to help him buy some tools. And I drove back, and I'd been reshaped by that experience. Mm-hmm. He and I get together regularly, but only 10% of Christians, Barna found, have a close relationship with someone who looks or believes differently than they do. So I think there's just a danger of the silo Christianity where we just don't get out of our own, you know, socioeconomic group.
Well, it's like we've allowed the culture to form us as opposed to what Jesus said, that we are to be the difference in the culture. We're supposed to be the light into the dark world. And I can appreciate, this, it's mine, it's me too, what's in it for me, that kind of, because that's the prevailing attitude of this culture that's run amok. And I think it also reflects the misery index in part, why people are just, they're not that happy. I mean, I was just, again, hearing another story of a guy who had it all. I mean, he's at the top of his career, and he's talking about how he had everything, his music and his art and everything was just taken off. But he goes, but something was missing. And you and I know what was missing. And there are lots of stories like that to varying degrees and strata that it comes down to that, to where
Microsoft found that the average human attention span now is 8 seconds. Mm-hmm. And goldfish have a 10-second attention span. So we have to just be careful that our life doesn't become NFL football and Netflix at night. You know, we're sitting in traffic and, you know, we can't pay our bills. And just where we get reshaped into the mold of the world and we just don't have time to cry out to God and say, God, do a new work in my life. Bring who's in my life right now that has a need, and realize the incredible blessing, like you were saying from Genesis 12, you know, that we are blessed when we are a blessing.
Exactly. You know, I thought it was quite interesting. Billy Graham, before he passed, they said, gosh, here you've spent all this time with politicians and obviously in the Word of God, do you wish you would have spent more time with politicians? He said, oh no. He says, I wish I'd have spent more time in the Word of God.
Yeah.
I mean, that says something right there, does it not? And I find his words echo to me in my daily devotions, and even during the day when I feel like, okay, the choices that I've made. Am I humbling myself? Am I seeking God first in every area of my life? And, this is just where God has me right now. He may have you in a different spot, but it's in the midst of all the chaos and craziness that's going on, there's no surprises for God. He understands exactly what's going on. It's up to us to get in line with his plan. We've got more from Jack after this.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now, you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or publisher fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez, live.
I am counting every blessing. Counting every blessing.
The American boy, that's an inspiration, a reminder of how we're so surrounded by blessings, and sometimes we just take those for granted, and we want to hold on to it even in other cases. Jack Alexander is with us. He's a businessman, entrepreneur, theology student, and author. He's chairman of the Reimagine Group with a wealth of experience in a wide variety of businesses. And he has written a book that I believe the church needs to pause and embrace. It's The God Impulse, The Power of Mercy in an Unmerciful World. Jack states, he says, I'm concerned that people not divorce caring and compassion from justice. Real justice grows in the womb of mercy, as he said in the first segment. The data shows that churches and Christians hold truth highest while maintaining a subordinate view of mercy, resulting in these low justice outcomes. Jack, you have stated and quoted a part of the Bible that has always drawn my attention, and that is, when mercy and justice kiss. That has always caused me pause when I come across that in the Word of God.
Yeah, this, I think it's Psalm 85:10.
Right.
I think that says when mercy and truth kiss, righteousness and peace kiss. And what do we want in our worlds and our individual lives more than righteousness and peace? Mm-hmm. And, I think that there's a spiritual battle around mercy and truth coming together, mm-hmm. because we can be dogmatic about things, but if our hearts aren't open and we don't have a heart of love for our enemies, for prisoners, people who disagree, like if Jesus only went around and preached sermons, but imagine the look of his eyes and your eyes, imagine his touch, imagine the tone of his voice. I think that the combination of his touch and his eyes and his voice, along with the word of God, his word, mm-hmm. truth, I think it literally crumbled people's hearts and souls. And I see the separation of mercy and truth today, mm-hmm. where, again, the liberals are sort of trying to be more humanistic, and we're trying to be more vertical, and I'm a conservative. And so it's been hard for me to see this barn of data that liberals have a tendency to see things in more of a systemic way.
Mm-hmm.
Like this African-American girl that my wife mentors, she's a nurse's aide, and they'll call her up at the beginning of the week and say, well, we only need you 3 days this week. Well, we only need you 2 days this week. So if you're a worker and somebody says, well, your salary is going to take a 40% cut or a 60%
right.
cut,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, these things happen on a regular basis to people. And so there can be a systemic issue. If you look at African Americans being 15% of our population, 50% of the prison population,
mm-hmm.
that what conclusions do we draw from that? Is it just that they're three times more likely to be criminals, or are there environments that they're in that actually stem from the history in our country? And yet Barna found, Bill, that 50% of Christians think there's no continuing implications from slavery.
Wow. Well, you see, and this is, and I'm glad you brought this up, because I wanted to get into this with you, because in the circles that I travel, there's a lot of frustration in saying, why can't we get beyond this? Why can't, you know, because I have discussions with many Black Americans that have been successful. They've been able to rise above this, but yet not everybody, you know, we're still dealing with reconciliation, you know, to the point that we're hearing terms like reparations. Some are demanding reparations right now. And I instinctively sense that that's still not the answer. It's deeper than that. And I think that what you and Barna have come to here is something extremely significant and purposeful, and could help us go a long way in reconciling these differences.
Yeah, I think it really starts with knowing the history. And probably 10 years ago, if somebody told me about his textbooks being rewritten, I'd roll my eyes and say, they're the liberals, they're trying to rewrite history.
Right.
And yet when I read about the Homestead Act after the Civil War, where if you were white, you could get 40 acres and a mule. If you were Black, you couldn't. And that was after the war.
Mm-hmm.
The GI Bill, my dad fought in World War II, and he could get a GI loan, but the Blacks who fought with him couldn't.
Wow.
And so when you look at the Dred Scott decision, and Justice Taney, who's Supreme Court Justice of the United States, says there's no right that any Black man has that a white man is bound to respect. When you get into the census in 1850, there were 500,000 mixed birth people in the United States in 1850, the large percentage of them coming from white masters and helpless Black women. So the more I sort of got into the history, it's just like a bad, bad story. And I was with a doctor at Emory who's studying PTSD and the impact PTSD can have on our brains and even our genetics.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And so when you picture if you were in a Black family and you watched your father get beaten, you watched your mother get passed around, that happened generationally, that has had an impact on the culture, and my heart breaks. I mean, God
exactly.
has just taken my heart, broken it. And because if we, but I'll say that the friends I have who are African Americans, who are not many, the fact that I've just taken time to care and to know the facts and invest, it's created major relational breakthroughs.
Right.
But I think you're right. I think it's easy for, this has been so politicized. I think this is where the enemy comes along.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets politicized by people And so then people don't want to talk about it. But when you actually know African Americans, and I talked to a wealthy group of white executives, and I said, no, everybody think of your net worth, and what would your net worth be if you were black? And I was hired by a billionaire when I was 32. We built two companies together. And if I was black, I wouldn't have been hired by him. And I shouldn't feel guilty about that. But I think in awareness, one of the things that Barna found was that people have been on government, for government unemployment, where they've been in trouble, they're more apt to have compassion for people who are in the same situation.
Exactly.
And that might sound logical, but I think that we can be protected and not feel the pain of our neighbor. And if you look at Matthew 7:12 or Romans 13:10 or Galatians 5:14, it says that loving our neighbor fulfills the whole law, Bill.
Right.
And I think we need to just be careful that we don't block out our neighbor and we don't take the time to know their story.
Right. No, that's an excellent point, because that's my next question, Jack, is that, what's the next step for America? I mean, here we are. I mean, we're still living with, as you say, PTSD, generational issues, injustices that have been, that are woven into the woof and warf of America. And some of us, I would say, are in denial of this because we don't, we don't hear the stories. We think that, okay, well, the blacks are incarcerated higher in number because they do more crime than others. But you logic would tell you there's more to the story than that. That's just a simple answer.
I think the easiest application, Barna found that 33% of millennials and 25% of Christians have someone in their life they can't forgive. Mm-hmm. So we've got an enemy, we know who they are, and we can't forgive them. I interviewed Tim Keller about this, and I said, Tim, do you think it's possible to forgive someone if you don't have a heart of mercy for them? And he says, I really don't think you can.
Right.
And so I think that even our enemies, to go to them and say, I love God, and really right now I'm struggling to love you, and you probably feel it too. And can we just talk a little bit? You just share some of your story. I had one man who stole some checks from our house, and I knew him well. And, I went to him and just said, why did you steal these checks? He says, I'd take the checks around and tell people I knew you. And it's like the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart, like he was borrowing my reputation. And it's like the Holy Spirit said, Jack, you borrow the reputation of Jesus every day.
Right.
And again, it was totally wrong for him to steal those checks, but to take the time to listen to somebody, to hear their side of the story, even when they're wrong. And I think one of the most discouraging things in writing this book, The God Impulse, I interviewed probably 100 Christians, and I talked about the prodigal son, and I said, think of something really bad you've done in your life, and have you had any Christian or authority figure run to you and embrace you? And people would either say, I had one time I can remember when such and such happened, or that's never happened to me. Jesus did that to me, but I've never had a person do that to me.
Right.
And I think the gospel comes alive. Jesus told these parables of mercy to Pharisees because he wanted to show them that their love for the truth, and he said the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. And if we separate the Word of God and truth from mercy and caring and wanting to listen to our neighbor, we miss the gospel.
Exactly. And we miss our very own peace along the way and mercy that God has. Yes, amen, amen. Jack Alexander. Jack, I look forward to having you back. We've got to continue this conversation. He's the author of the book, The God Impulse, Power of Mercy in an Unmerciful World. Jack Alexander, I'm Bill Martinez Live. God bless you, Jack. Appreciate it.
God bless you, Bill. Take care.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease